Romans, chapter 1. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, a called apostle, separated to the good news of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, who was declared the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we received grace and apostleship, to obedience of faith among all the nations, for his name's sake. Among whom you are also, the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, the called saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, that your faith is proclaimed throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit in the good news of his Son, how I unceasingly remember you. Always in my prayers making request, if by any means now at length I may be prospered by the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. That is, that I with you may be comforted in you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine. And I would not have you ignorant, brothers, that oftentimes I purposed to come to you, and was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit in you also, even as in the rest of the Gentiles. I am debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the good news to you also who are in Rome, for I am not ashamed of the good news, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it is revealed a righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous will live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hinder the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which is known of God is manifest in them, for God manifested it to them. For the invisible things of him since the creation of the world are clearly seen, being perceived through the things that are made, even his everlasting power and divinity, that they may be without excuse. Because knowing God, they did not glorify him as God or give thanks, but became vain in their reasonings, and their senseless heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God for the likeness of an image of corruptible man, and of birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Therefore God delivered them up in the desires of their hearts to impurity, that their bodies should be shamed among themselves. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creation rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God delivered them up to immoral sexual passions of shame, for even their women changed the natural use into what is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, became passionate with each other, men with men, shamefully having sex together, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was due. And even as they did not approve to have God in their knowledge, God delivered them up to a disapproved mind, to do those things which are not fitting. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful, who, knowing the ordinance of God, that those who participate in such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also give their approval to those who participate in them.